He put his hands on the rim and tried to pull himself up. He couldn't do it. His arms were too weak to lift his heavy body. He used his legs to help, but he just didn't have any strength. He was trapped in his hole. It was almost funny, but he wasn't in the mood to laugh. "Stanley," he heard Mr. Pendansky call. Using his shovel, he dug 2 footholds in the hole wall. He climbed out to see Mr. Pendansky walking over to him. "I was afraid you'd fainted," Mr. Pendansky said. "You wouldn't have been the first." "I'm finished," Stanley said, putting his blood-spotted cap back on his head. "All right," said Mr. Pendansky, raising his hand for a high five, but Stanley ignored it. He didn't have the strength. Mr. Pendansky lowered his hand and looked down at Stanley's hole. "Well done," he said. "You want a ride back?" Stanley shook his head. "I'll walk." Mr. Pendansky climbed back into the truck without filling Stanley's canteen. Stanley waited for him to drive away, then took another look at his hole. He knew it was nothing to be proud of, but he felt proud nonetheless. He sucked up his last bit of saliva and spat.
Stanley's finished digging his hole, and he's proud of it. It took a lot of work, and blood and sweat, to dig that hole. I can't believe Stanley is going to have to do this every day for 1.5 years. Let's start chapter 8 on page 41.